Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight from Las Vegas, Nevada, the one and only, you know where we're at, baby. Oh, yeah. We're the greatest place on earth. Greatest place on earth, man. This is the greatest place on earth for adults that I've ever been to. And I've been to Thailand. I've got more pussy staying at the Circa than I did in Thailand. Last night we had some fun. We had some real fun. I had a lot of money on me. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But I got a message on my regular phone today in my hotel room from front desk. Please call. So I called the front desk, and they said the manager wants to talk to you about a few things. And I said, oh, my God. Oh, boy, here it comes, the video. I'm going to get kicked out of – I'm kicked out of here. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. He said, I would like to set up a meeting with you today. What time is good for you? And I'm like, I don't know. Let's just get it over with. How soon do you want to meet me? I got my clothes on. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I might as well be up. Probably should wash up a little bit. Just give me 20 minutes. He goes, you want to meet me in like 20 minutes? And I'm like, yeah. So I go corridors of this hotel into the depths. I go into this weird thing. Now I'm thinking, oh, fuck. They think I cheated on the baseball. Or they're pissed off that I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. But when they bring you in a weird room in Vegas, it can't be good. And why I just walked in there willy-nilly, because I knew I was getting thrown out for the orgy. I know that went viral. And I knew sooner or later they're going to like, you need to get the fuck out of here. So I go down, meet this guy, go to his secretary. There's a secretary. I mean, this guy is the head, pretty much runs the casino. I'm not going to mention the guy's name because you know who it is. I don't want to be disrespectful. I've been very respectful to the room. I have been respectful for the things I'm doing in the room, but I have kept the room clean. Like I said, I keep the room clean. I don't demolish hotel rooms. I'm not a monster. I clean all my trash out. The maids come in. They change the sheets. And if I stain the sheets, I'll wash them in the goddamn shower. I'm not an animal. I do respect the staff, and I tip them very well. Every time the maids come in, they get a $100 bill. And they don't really have to do anything. They're very appreciative, and everybody's been very nice, and I've been very nice to everybody in this hotel because I know that was coming to this. And so I'm in there, and waiting, sitting at this guy's desk. He walks in. This guy looks like straight out of fucking... you know what? I'm not going to be that guy tonight. I'm not going to generalize somebody on their appearance or their ethnicity or the way that they act, but let's just say it's very Vegas. The rings, okay? The guy had the pinky ring. All right, when a guy's a pinky ring, I listen, all right? That means I got enough money to fucking kill you. So there's a thousand things going on. Is it the orgy? Do they think I'm cheating on these parlays, that I'm hitting impossible parlays? Am I making too much noise? Am I being arrested? Am I being forced to ask nicely to leave the hotel and never to come back again, it's happened quite a few times in my life. So he sits down, he goes, hey, he shakes my hand, smiles at me, and he goes, hey, you're Johnny, right? Johnny Cush, right? And I'm like, yep, that's me, Johnny. And I'm just sitting there, and he's looking at me, he goes, Johnny Cush, right? He's looking me up and down. Not what I expected. Not what I expected, he goes. I'm like, okay, whatever that means. I go, well, can I help you? And he goes, well, we're aware of the activities that are going on in our hotel and what you're up to. We know what's going on in there. And I said, well, am I not allowed to have a good time? And he goes, well, we know that you're broadcasting a live broadcast from your hotel room every night. You didn't clear it with us. And it's been brought to my attention in the last 7 days. You've broadcasted. There's been a viral video of an orgy. He didn't really put it in that words because there's supposedly some video going around in your room. He goes, you know, it's Vegas. We're adults only here. So, you know, whatever goes, goes. There's no kids on the property. So you don't have a problem with what you're doing in there. But what we do want to do is say, since you have been broadcasting here, there's been a 37% increase in bookings from guys from Thailand, which is heavy France, a lot of guys from France coming over. There's a lot of people that are coming over for the Thailand experience, because the Thailand experience is happening right now in Fremont Street. I hate to let the cat out of the bag. Because since you've been broadcasting here, though, you've had a 30% increase from people from around the world booking the hotel. We've pretty much almost booked the hotel full. First time ever. He said, he just looked at me and he goes, do you think that has anything to do with your little show that's going on here? Because how many people listen to your show? How many people listened to your show last night? So I pulled up my I go, you want me to show you? And I pulled up my phone. And last night we had 161,348 people listening to the show last night. And then I showed them the breakdown of where they're coming from: France, India, South America. Not South America, I'm sorry, South Africa. Sorry, South Africa. And Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan. And where else are we getting really big in? Oh, Chile now. People from Chile are now listening to the program. He said, you've brought more men in business into our hotel room than our whole advertising team has done. We want to know what you're doing. Are you inviting these guys? Are you promising these guys things? What is going on? Why all of a sudden, just by you talking about your experiences here in our hotel, are we doing that? And I said, I don't know. You don't have a good worldwide following, and to be honest with you, I'm telling you, this is the greatest time I've ever had in my entire life. And of course I'm going to plug you every night. Of course I'm going to put a picture of you. So he asked me, he says, well, how long are you booked here for? And I says, well, I just booked another 2 weeks. So I'm here for 3 weeks. And he goes, how long do you want to stay here and broadcast an unofficial sponsorship kind of thing? And I says, you know, I'm listening. Well, we're on a 60-day trial run. I have got myself the infamous 423, room 423, stoned three times, is my room for the next 60 days. Now, they're not sponsoring me. They're not. There's no official sponsor between me and the Circa, but we are here for 60 days, for the next 60 days guaranteed. Now, I did make some concessions. He goes, I would appreciate if you close the curtains next time you have anything, and let's not have any drugs in here. I'm like, pot? I have to have pot. He goes, not pot. He goes, let's just not have any drugs in here. Just no drugs in here, and nobody's getting hurt. And bookings are going to be continuing to come in like they have been. And all you want is a 60-day trial run to see how it goes. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. He was very happy. He gave me some, he wanted to give me some vouchers for some dinners and stuff. I'm like, no, dude, don't worry, man. I got enough off you already. You're going to get it back. Trust me. I said, I'm going to go I'll go throw some dice tonight and get you some of your money back, okay? And he wasn't even aware of my winnings. He's like, boy, you really had the thing. So they're not sponsoring us whatsoever. We're just trying this out, and if this goes well, this could be really kind of like an infamous, cool podcast. It'd be like, you know, Circa 423. You know, everybody'd come in, you'd have drinks just like we've been doing. We'll get a hazmat team in. I don't want to put a blue light to this room, but I do keep it very clean, and I'm very respectful to the staff, and I'm very respectful to the hotel. That's one thing. But no matter how much of a fuck-up you are, there's no reason to disrespect anybody in any position in life, ever. Because I'm going to tell you something. That one guy, you know, that one guy you didn't tip because you didn't like the way he looked. He didn't want him touching your bags. And he's the guy that's going to fucking get you. You take care of everybody. You smile at everybody. You shake everybody's hand, whether they like you or not. But these people are just working. And if you can boost their income a little bit, that's one thing I like about Vegas, too, because cash doesn't matter. It's just cash. I'm sitting on about, even after last night, I'm still sitting on about fucking $70,000 in cash. Not anymore, though. I did go open a new account today. I opened a new gambling account today. So I don't have any cash in my room anymore. I have a little bit, but not. I don't have six figures in my room. Let's just put it that way. So chill up. I know you guys are all planning on robbing me. You know where I'm at. But all the cash is gone. Sorry, can't help you out. We're back to whore wallet mentality. Still haven't even seen the Bronco. There's no need to even leave this property. There's no reason to spend your money anywhere else but at the circuit. But I left today in a very good mood, and I'm glad that somebody's understanding the show. The Circa wants a certain type of person that we're going to stay here in your place, and we're going to fucking tip your people out, and we're going to fucking party. And we're going to keep tipping high, and we're going to continue to party hard. And we're going to be very respectful. If things get too loud and there's complaints, I tell everybody, hey, if there's anything, anybody makes any complaints about what we're doing at any time, you give me a call. And I'll shut it right the fuck down. There's responsibilities and ways to get through life, even being the drunk asshole that you are. You still can be a nice guy and drunk at the same time. But it was very positive today, very positive meeting. He's very, very impressed with the outreach of the show. And he's been very, he said I didn't get to listen to a lot of it, but a lot of the staff has listened to it, and they said they love it. And he goes, you really capture the spirit of the Circa Hotel. Spirit of the Circa Hotel is adults having adult fun. You can run around. I mean, you literally can't run around naked. But if you did run around naked, there's a 0% chance a child's going to see you. 0%. You're going to get Chris Hansen at this place. I'll tell you that right now. They got these fucking... They got this fucking place. They got it fucking sealed tight, baby. There is no kids in this place. There's nobody under the age of 21. Nobody with a fake ID gets in. These fucking security guards are no joke. They wouldn't even take a tip. I wanted to give them $100 each, and they're like, nope. Where's your fucking ID? Here it is. Move along. They're no joke. They're not friendly, but that's fine. I want badass security guards that don't take no shit and don't let anybody in. Better chance. Plus, they get to look you up and down and see if you've got a shitload of weapons or if you're, you know, fucking crazy. You can tell right away the crazy eyes, man. When they're crazy, so you can see them. So, yeah, so basically, I just got a free studio here for 60 days, a free place to live, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And then we'll bring the video element into it here pretty soon. We'll do the see what happens is, so I get the go-ahead to do this show, and everybody's so cool around here. Everybody's fucking so tight, so cool. I just can't believe it's happening. Usually people kick me out. I honestly thought they were going to break my fingers today or break my arms or fucking tell me to leave town and never come back. But no, they told me to stay. I'm not used to that. I'm used to people throwing me off. Also, we got word today that we've won our appeal with Rumble, and we are back in business, and this video is going on quicker than you can think. Videos on Rumble, MHH Network, all one word. Go to Rumble, because Rumble pays me. I don't ask anybody for any money ever. Just clicks. Just a couple of clicks. Make me some money, baby. That's all it takes. I don't want your money. I don't want no fucking super chats. I ain't setting up no Patreon. I ain't setting up nothing. I don't ask for nothing. I don't even sell merch. I won't even sell a t-shirt to you people. I don't want one dime from you. But if you could give me a couple of clicks over on that Rumble page. And get it going. A few likes, a few subscriptions, you know, be nice. It would be a nice thing for me. And I'd stop at the whistle. I could get my tooth fixed. And that way I could broadcast probably a little more clearly. And that has some shit going on. I don't know, it's fucking annoying sometimes. But that was an unintentional whistle. during a broadcast. I mean, it's getting real classy around here. That my tooth is a little bit loose from eating a pussy last night. I wasn't taking my advice. I had a pussy that went out of control and fucking hit me right in the face. Got a little bit of a fat lip. Got a little scar inside my... My tooth's a little loose. I was kind of swishing tonight. So I went down to the lobby again last night. I don't even have to leave the premises anymore. People come here to fuck. There's no secret anymore. People come here to fuck. If you're not scary, you can get laid. Just gotta smile. Hang up by yourself. Next thing you know, there's a couple people around, and then you're shooting the shit, and then you're throwing some jokes, and next thing you know, there's 5 or 6 people around. I got this down to a science. I don't need friends. I always get a new group of friends every night. Can we carry on? We have the greatest time. So I just picked up another chubby girl from Ohio. I'm really doing good on the chicks from Ohio. Really dig me. Did the whole move. I mean, we all know the move by now. I mean, it's so easy. A couple of smiles, a few drinks down their throats, tell them they're cute. Ask them if they want to come up and see the view of the pool, and if they want to get soaked down a big old J, if you know what I mean, a big old Johnny, a big old, what do you call those, Blenties, yeah, call them panty removers. Before you call me Cosby, okay, I'm not Cosby, I'm not knocking him out. The marijuana that I provide for my guests, those come from a legal dispensary that's delivered right to me. Bing, bing, bang, booby. Bam, bam, boom. We got Moon Rocks tonight, and we also got Girl Scout cookies, 2 gram blunts. And I'm just looking at my receipt here. And some sherbet. I got some sherbet. And we also got some Lights Out gummies for those that don't want to smoke. But we always have fun over here at 423. Brought her up, we smoked. This one was ready to go again. They're all ready to go. They're going to get laid. These women are quite aggressive here, too, by the way. They're aggressive. They're here to get laid. They're here at the adult hotel to get laid. And you just got to be not a creep. But this one was on top of me last night. This one was fucking, she Freddy Krueger'd me. She got them fucking nails. And then when she started to shake, they start to shake. Because they can't take it anymore. She just dug those fucking nails right into my chest. And I seriously, it looks like I got fucking attacked by Wolverine last night. They're just open wounds. It's going to leave a mark. It's going to leave a mark. I had to go to dumb CVS today, and I had to get some hydrogen peroxide and hit the wounds, and they just started bubbling up, and it is raw. It is raw chest now. I mean, she just dug in. But the weird thing is, it hurt so fucking bad, it made me blow harder than ever before. And I just fucking cream-pied another one. Let it right loose. You guys have to remember, when I got married, I promised my wife if I decided to have some side fun, I was going to wear a condom. Well, now that I'm not married anymore, I get to raw dog all night long. So I left another parting gift. And she's going to be here all week. Mm-mm-mm. She was fun, but she injured me. I don't think I can handle another one of those. I think she rips me open again like that. So that was thinking about it, though. I'm starting to get it. My pants are getting a little tight. Maybe I like that pain. That was pain. I've never had that much pain and came at the same time. Pain and came. It was ridiculous. She rolls over. I roll over. I get up to go over to the couch right there. The good old couch. Blowjob couch, I call that now. BJC. Blowjob couch. I love that couch. I've got more blowjobs on that couch than I've ever had in real life anywhere. So I go over and I had a Gatorade sitting there. I slammed the Gatorade and I lit a cigarette. And not only did I look over, this chick had jeans, tennis shoes, panties, a t-shirt, and a bra. And I swear to God, she put it back on in less than 15 seconds. I turned around, she was completely dressed, putting her hair back into a ponytail. Kisses me on the forehead and said, later, honey. We definitely got to have some more fun this week. And I was like, I don't think so. I don't think so. You hurt me really bad. That hurt. I was thinking about going to the doctor even. That gets infected and I lose a titty. Just fuck it. I mean, dug in like I got, like I was the Tiger King getting attacked by a tiger. I literally got attacked by a tiger last night too. So feisty. Nasty. Trying to explain that. How did she look? How would she? She kind of looked like Melissa McCarthy. Just big. Like, not fat, but big. She was like 5'10", 5'11". She's fucking big and strong. She kind of manhandled me, to be honest with you. And when she fucking clawed me like that, after she left, and literally the amount of time, she literally just used me for sex. I felt kind of like a whore. But I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it a lot. It was very fun. Yeah. Then I got called down to the fucking main office today. And the show continues. 60 more days. 60-day trial. And we have some cool stuff coming up for the big debut July 1st. And then we pushed it back a month. And we've people that we hired to promote the show this week have quit. But we did get our videos back on YouTube and Rumble. I told them, I said, just relax. They'll start seeing that people want to see it. And then next thing you know, there'll be a little more, you do what you want to do, all right? I don't cave to the whatever you want to call it. Oh, you can't do that. You can't say that. Well, I'm doing it and saying it. What are you going to do about it? Well, you can't be here. Okay, all right. Can't be there. All right. Month later. We changed our minds. Go ahead and come back in. Well, I'm not changing the way I do things. No, do whatever you want. Go ahead. No, it's fine. Just come on. You're reinstated. It's amazing. Just do what you want to do. Or you're going to end up like fucking WATP, the most fucking worthless human being to ever pick up a microphone. He stole an idea created by Greg Opie Hughes in the 90s and uses it to make fun of Greg Opie Hughes. Carl, we are taking you down. Just putting it out. It's coming, Carl. You want to fuck with Opie? You fuck with me, brother. All right? I'm done with you. You made a career out of making fun of Stuttering John and Opie. You're the most hackiest, ugliest human beings I've ever seen. You and your stupid little group of New York shit comics. New York shit comics. Bob Levy, and that's we'll get into that another time. But yeah, I'm very happy. I'm very excited. I've got some new audio equipment coming in. I just ordered. That we'll be using tomorrow night, and we'll see how we can get this audio better. The audio really sucks. You know, originally the idea is to have, it sounds like to some purpose. I want it to sound like an AM radio station, like 1975, driving through the desert in the middle of the night, and you had some crazy guy just rambling on about the craziest things. That's the original pitch of the show, but I guess as the show matures and we move along, we'll make some changes. We're going to make it sound better. And we'll have more content about more than just me getting my dick wet every night. I mean, it's going to stop sooner or later. But I'm going to go back down again. You know, if Melissa McCarthy's down there. I don't even know what her fucking name is. I just call her Melissa because she looks like Melissa McCarthy. Very pleasant woman. Very, you know, just a fat girlfriend lipstick and cons. If girls are wearing Converse, chubby girls are wearing Converse shoes, that means they want some cock. Just a tip from your old pussy getter. I don't even know what I call myself right now. A sex addict? I just call it having a lot of fun. I'm also calling having a painful chest, though, too. I got some kind of weird fucking tattoo. And it's going to take like 2 weeks. And every time I take my shirt off now in front of a chick, she's like, whoa, what's that? Who have you been with? I'm like, I don't know. I don't even remember. I don't even know how many women I've been with this last couple of weeks, last week. There's video of it around Pornhub. Look up Circa Orgy. It's right there. You can see me fucking. See, I'm nothing special. That orgy, how I remembered it. And now I'm seeing the video of it. Two different worlds there. Two different worlds. When you see yourself having sex, but when you're having, I thought I was a stud. I thought I was a hot stud with a big cock, but no. I slip a lot. I had a lot of cramps. You know, my legs are always hurting. Got a bad back. So yeah, it's isn't erotic. It's very. It's probably the most disturbing video I've ever seen. I've never seen a group of uglier people together. It was bad. In my memories, it was the hottest, sickest orgy ever. But yeah, another pussy filled last night. I didn't even have, my intentions, honestly, was to go down and I was going to get this red-headed hooker. She's fucking hot, man. She looked like that old redhead from The Price is White a little bit from back in the 70s. Like Playboy model redhead, just fucking hot, big tits, the whole works. And I asked her the other night, how much, honestly? And she's like, eight. I go, how much for, you know, 20 minutes? She goes, I go, 8.5. That's the best you're going to get is 8. And I went down there, I had the 8 in my pocket. And I said, well, you know, I just want to get all fucked up, so, you know, just so I can keep my dick hard a little longer. I'm going to pay $800. I want to last longer than one stroke. Next thing you know, I'm talking to Melissa McCarthy. Next thing you know, we're smoking a joint and I'm kissing her neck. Next thing you know, she's on the bed. She's fucking me. And then she scratches me and then she leaves. And I'm going down again tonight. I can't wait. The fuck am I doing on this stupid show? 2 a.m. It's time to get downstairs. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to especially thank everybody for booking a room here after listening. You really have helped me out in a big way. And like I said, I don't ask for any money. There'll never be a super chat. I will never charge you anything. But, you know, throw some clicks over on that Rumble, man. That pays me money. and you just have to click. You don't even have to watch it. Just click it and turn the volume off and just leave the room. Hit play all, you know, get me some money. That's it. Just ask you to watch. Nothing more, nothing less. That would help me out a ton, though. Remember, just go over to rumbles.com and search MHH Network, all one word, right there. Subscribe, like it. We love you. Go over to YouTube if you want. I don't know. They took all the music out and everything. So if you want a washed-down version of the show, you can go to YouTube, I guess. I wouldn't go over and watch it over there. I'd go to Rumble because it's 100% uncensored. YouTube is all scrubbed and cleaned and whatever they do to it. All right, really, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I gotta get down there. My dick's throbbing just thinking about the pen. Maybe I'll see her again. I wouldn't mind another ride. I would not mind one more ride on that fucking route. I'll tell you that. Good night, everybody. Not sure what you want to do with your life, but you sure don't want to. Well, everybody, we're doing the podcast after show, preview show of the show, where the podcast after show is going to go. The podcast after show will go to, it will be on Spotify. It'll be the only content on Spotify that we are going to share. So there'll be 15 minutes on Spotify after the show, starting July 1st. Exciting, huh? Very exciting, very exciting. A lot of exciting things happening. Going, but I also want to go downstairs. One of these nights, I'm just going to go downstairs and broadcast from the... Well, those always just suck. It's just so much noise, and it's just, it's chaos, and it's not, it doesn't go well on radio. It's just too much fucking noise with the slot machines going and the... That I could go without for a while. That's driving me a little fucking nuts, to be honest with you. Sound of that fucking casino, man. After a while, it just fucking it makes you do weird shit. Bang a guy's wife when he looks at you. He's going to kill you. All right, I got to go. It's way too late. This weed is really, really, really starting to kick in. Oh, my God. Good night, everybody.